Yo, 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 what is going on, you guys? This is your host, David Ramos, with another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. And today, I just want to tell everybody right now, one simple, just invest in yourself. Really, really, really just invest in yourself. Right now, with quarantine going on, summer is over, I guess, quote unquote, for a lot of people, but the sun is still out if you still live in Florida, California, or Texas. We're praying for y'all with that hurricane. But I'm going to be 100% honest with you guys. Invest in yourself. Make that your season. Make this the season that you learn about smart investments and make this decision that you're going to cut yourself away from liabilities. And I'm not, and I want to be very clear with what I'm saying right now. Invest in yourself. Invest in your future. Decide what is the man or the woman that you want to be remembered as, and start today to build towards that legacy. Don't start tomorrow. Don't be like, I gotta build my degree, my portfolio, diversify. Excuses. We don't need none of that. You're investing yourself now. You are investing yourself right now, financially, mentally, physically, spiritually. These are the ways so that way you can become a better person. Now, obviously, I don't need to stick into blah, 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 each specific way, but how about this? Just so we can have this episode as just a real practical episode, let me dive into each one of these for you guys, right? Real quick. First thing we got spiritual, and the first biggest investment that we have in spiritual is, of course, reading your Bible. You need to read that Bible, dog. Read the Bible. Bible. Read the Holy Bible. Hallelujah. King James, NIV, ESV, it doesn't really matter. Just read it. Okay? I promise. 100% promise. Guarantee. Lifetime guarantee. It will change your life. If you continue reading it, and continue reading it, and continue reading it, it will shift your perspective and shift where your mind is at. And really change your life. Guaranteed. Second thing. Really practical. Investing in yourself. Go to a gym, run a little bit, lift some weights, do some jumping jacks, jump rope. I bought me a jump rope, and I tell y'all, first of all, it is fun. It's pretty fun. No cap. I'm thinking about getting me a hoop now. Really invest in yourself. Like, just invest that you have more energy, that you can do more just throughout the day, because that's going to help you even just stay focused. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to just put your eyes on left or to the right. You know what I'm saying? You can stay focused by investing in yourself. Third thing, invest in yourself financially. It doesn't matter how much money you have. You can still set up stuff financially so you can be able to make maybe 1 or 2% every single day. You know what I'm saying? Maybe even doesn't even be 1 or 2%. If it's even half a percentage, or even like, what, I don't know, savings accounts like 0.2% yearly. Just do something like that. You can find stuff that you can do that daily. You can find stuff to do that daily. For real, just look up and learn. Okay, it's not that much. Everyone seems like learning a new skill is like a 4-year degree or a 2-year degree, and that's the myth of this generation. Knows, dispel that myth, because you're resting on the wrong thing. Understand that you can learn whatever you want to learn on your pace and what your time is. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do 4 years, 3 years, 2 years. That's up to you. You know what I'm saying? You can learn any skill whenever you want. Fourth thing. Mentally. Mentally. And how about this? I'm going to go with mentally with two parts. One is just the mentally part, logistically, logically. And the second part, let's talk about emotionally. So let's go with the mentally right now, just logically and everything. Sharpen your mind. Keep learning new things. Remember what I said earlier about learning new things? Yeah, learn new things. You know what I'm saying? It's not just finances, but learn new things in life. Learn about new psychological habits. Learn about new, just what's going on in the world. Be able to adapt your mind so that way not only are you able to understand someone on an emotional level, which I'm about to speak on that real quick, but you're able to connect with somebody on just an experience level, and an understanding level, on a listening level, okay? And the last thing that I want to state real quick is emotionally. Invest in yourself emotionally. One, take out all that emotional garbage, skeletons in your closet, confront those, be transparent. honestly, you just gotta let the band-aid rip sometimes when you're being honest with people. Now, actually, let me say this real quick. When you're being transparent with people, because being honest is what happens when someone asks you a question, but being transparent is you sharing with somebody so you can build a bridge. Build a bridge of trust, of love, of intimacy. And that's not just intimacy in a husband and wife relationship, but that's more than that. That's intimacy in a relationship, period, a friendship, in any two people, intimacy. Be empathetic, show that you understand, show that you care, and show that you love. Share a little bit about what you went through. Let that other person know, hey, I went there too. Don't make yourself as a hero. That's not the time to be empathy. Don't be like, hey, I went through this, but yo, I look at me right now. Nah. Just show them that you went through that pain. Show them that you went through that pain. Sometimes, yeah, but don't point yourself as the hero, because you're never the hero of your story. So is God. You know? But thank you guys for listening to another episode of Dab Rabbit Talk So Much. Y'all have been amazing, amazing, amazing. Take care. Love you guys. Peace. Oh, yeah, and tune in tomorrow for another episode at 7 a.m.